you on top of the action throughout the weekend and into next week as well. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. We now know that the man hit by a train Wednesday night in Coosada is a former Stanhope Elmore High School principal and football coach. 89-year-old Conrad Henderson is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say he is in stable condition. This wreck happened at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. Prattville police have opened a homicide investigation after they say a person was shot and killed Thursday night. This happened at the Candlestick Mobile Home Park. Police do tell us they have one person in custody for questioning. And a former Eclectic City Councilman has died at the age of 88. Charles Powell passed away on Tuesday. Powell was a city councilman in Eclectic for 12 years. He also served as a Montgomery firefighter for 20 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, honey. Just picked up the kids. First week of school done. Maybe we celebrate with Chili's 3 for $10. Windows up or down, Sammy?
Yeah, they love the crispers. And
hey, sweetie, let's practice food later, okay?
Thank you.
All right, gotta run. Riley, stop holding your breath, buddy. Riley! Okay, love you. See you, Chili's.
It couldn't be easier with Chili's 3 for 10. Starter, entree, and drink, always just 10 bucks. With your favorite entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers, our Just Bacon Burger, and more. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska.
Tile is about to rock your world with rustic stone look flooring that's durable and low maintenance. Traffic Master Portland Stone Gray Tile from the Home Depot gives you the look of real stone for floors that will get a second look. And because it's tile, it's low maintenance and now even easier to fit into your budget. Traffic Master Portland Stone Gray Tile, just 77 cents per square foot at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hurricane Dorian is intensifying as it churns toward the U.S. The storm is expected to strengthen to a Category 4 hurricane before hitting Florida over the holiday weekend.
The 19-year-old was busted with two guns and ammunition in his North Carolina dorm room. Prosecutors say he'd been planning an attack since last year, even watching videos of other mass shootings.
More than 200 footwear companies, including Adidas, Nike, Crocs, and a letter to President Trump asking him to cancel new tariffs on China.
Comey coming under fire in a scathing new report which found he violated FBI policy by leaking memos of his private conversations with the president.
It's a moving war story that Joe Biden has told before.
This guy climbed down a ravine, carried this guy up on his back under fire.
But according to the Washington Post, almost every detail of that story appears to be incorrect.
A pay bump for Citibank employees. The bank quietly lifted its minimum wage to $15 an hour back in June after pressure from House Democrats.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition, 272-9228. That's where we are. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market. You get double entry into the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We're going to do the gift basket drawing for any caller and call in, just get into that. We're going to do that drawing at about 2:30 today. This is the weekend to win it, boys and girls. The weekend to win it. Let's continue on here with Byron York here, and this is where Lou Dobbs is going to kind of sum things up with Byron York.
It all amounted to nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, they had, through artifice, through fraud, triggered upon Comey's firing, an investigation by the special counsel. I have always thought of Michael Rogers, the admiral running NSA, is the hero of the piece because he has been so, in each instance, he's been absent initiatives of this Three Stooges, that is Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. But here he is in this meeting. That's an anomaly over the course of this run.
And I think we should tell viewers that that's the first part of this story. The second part of this story was the leak of the fact that the top intel officials had briefed the president-elect about this salacious information. Yeah. So the meeting takes place on January 6th. On January 10th, CNN reports an exclusive. The nation's top intel officials have briefed the president-elect about embarrassing personal information that was gathered by a former British intelligence operative.
All of which was concocted by Hillary Clinton-funded, Democratic National Committee-funded, oh, yes, and FBI-funded fiction writing on the part of Christopher Steele.
And this leak was absolutely critical because it gave the news hook to report the dossier. Because, I mean, really, if the intelligence officials think it's so important that they have to brief the president-elect, then why shouldn't the public know about it? And there it all came out.
There it all came out, but one question was never asked nor answered. If our intelligence agencies, so well-funded, so well-staffed, so cleverly led, are worth one whit of what we spend on them, why couldn't they have just picked up the phone, called the Moscow station of the CIA and said, was Donald Trump there on date X, X, and Y? This is preposterous leadership and preposterous, treacherous leaders of institutions and agencies upon which this nation's security depends. It is frightening to the bone, isn't it, Byron?
Earlier in the show, I think you said the top intel leaders believed or pretended to believe in this dossier. And the fact is, we know now that they had meticulously, line by line, tried to verify the allegations in the dossier, not just the Moscow sex stuff, but all of the dossier, all of the allegations of collusion and like the like, and they never verified any of these major allegations. And the intel chiefs knew that in January 2017 when they presented it to the president.
Now, a couple of little nuggets out of that. Mike Rogers was one of the people. That's the NSA director, admiral, not the congressman, Mike Rogers. And so he's sitting there hearing this about the dossier and him telling, Comey telling Trump about the dossier. And he didn't go, what dossier? This all seemed kind of normal to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's always been the kind of guy that's on the sidelines here.
Well, and we've brought this up before, but if this dossier is so salacious and unverified, what the hell is it doing in a FISA application?
There you go. I mean, everything. I mean, what they tried to do is they were trying to lend credibility to it. And I think what the plan was is try to scare Trump, number one, and then to get this out there to kind of mess his presidency up. Remember, they're still doing the FISA warrant all the way through here. They just had started in October. This is January 6th through the 10th.
Well, and it already sounds like just a little bit of the OIG report here, the meeting on January the 6th. And then the next day or two where Reince Priebus calls up and is like, hey, the president wants to talk to you. Trump calls up and goes, why was this leaked? Like, you can tell Trump's already thinking this is like Herbert Hoover all over again. Whether or not it is, and it seems that way, you can see why the president of the United States was like, I'm going to fire him. Already.
Yeah.
Like, I have this briefing with you alone, James, and all of a sudden it's now out there in the press that we had a meeting?
Exactly. And you're throwing that out there and you're trying to hurt me.
And so there's only a few people who could have done that. Who had knowledge of that meeting? The people on this teleconference?
Well, they would have to know. Well, they don't. They may have knowledge of the meeting, but they know what was in the meeting.
Right.
Only a handful of people knew what was in the meeting. That'd be Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and then now
Rebicki, Baker, Strzok, and maybe anybody else on the Crossfire Hurricane team.
This is absolutely incredible. And this is the memo that he didn't think was important to save. This is unreal. So I think what is happening here is the IG, because of how prominent the IG is mentioned in actually doing these interviews personally, he is so prominently mentioned in this report about actually interviewing these folks. And when you listen to, when you hear the IG learned, or the IG was told, and then you go right after that, what you're doing is you're getting something that's going to get somebody in trouble. And it's basically, and you're going to hear this a little bit later on, kind of the conspiracy concept. Was this a cabal that was getting together to try to do something to hurt Trump? And is there evidence that we don't know about that really solidifies this? Because as my group was saying, this is very intentional. This is laying down a predicate. This is building your case when you read this document. And I started reading it with those eyes, and I went, yep, that's exactly what's happening here. Let's go to Boathead. Boathead, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
How are you?
One, Joey, I like your impression of Trump, man.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thank you.
But I had a comment, and then I guess another comment. I wonder if the Russians got involved in the Montgomery mayoral voting yesterday. What do you guys think, of the day before?
I don't know. Maybe they hacked it.
No, this was my thought. Wouldn't have really been that bad for them to do what they did to Trump if they were trying to corner him or get him to say something or admit to something, because don't police officers and law enforcement agencies, aren't they able to kind of, you know, during interrogation, just kind of make up things to see if they can get someone that they suspect of doing something to kind of crack and kind of spill the beans on their own? Isn't that lawful? If they would have just stopped right then and not gone any further with it and used that dossier for the FISA warrant or anything, that really wouldn't have been out of bounds, would it? I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a cop.
No, well, you're talking about using the FISA warrant and using the dossier within the FISA warrant?
No. Just the dossier. Whenever they went and talked to Trump, you know, if they would have just said, hey, we've got this dossier, we want to share it with you, and just to see if they could get them to talk about something or admit
that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but if they would have just stopped right there, really no harm would have been done. But it seems like they just kind of let it get out of hand.
All this has been building for quite a while. This is not the beginning of the story. This is like one third of the way into the story. You got to remember, all this started March and April of the year before in 2016, and had a big number in July 16th when they opened the Crossfire by a Hurricane investigation. Also, Comey told Trump three times that he was not being investigated, when in reality he was being investigated.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, and I know you guys touched on this before, that if Hillary, and I think everybody expected Hillary to win, so they were just doing whatever they wanted to because they knew...
Exactly, they didn't think it was going to come out.
Exactly, nothing would have come out of it. They could do what they want, and it would have just been swept under the rug, and no harm, no done to them. But yeah, man, it's just a crazy situation. Hopefully something will come out of it. I'm still waiting for the shoe to drop. That hadn't happened yet.
Now, it hadn't happened yet, but remember the thing that happened on the IG report, that is just a small fraction of what we're talking about. This is one of the smallest pieces of it.
Yep. All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate the conversation. I'm really enjoying the show today.
Thanks, Boathead. Appreciate you. Okay, let's kind of get into some other folks here. Let's get into Sean Hannity talking to Ratliff and Nunes and Meadows. Let's going to start out with Meadows about the IG report.
We have Congressman John Ratcliffe, Congressman Devin Nunes, Congressman Mark Meadows. Good to see you all. Let me start with a general overview. Congressman Mark Meadows, your reaction to today and what is coming?
Well, obviously today was a bad day for James Comey. Only in Washington, D.C. can you have 70-plus pages of bad news and expect an apology. Here we are today with not only the director of the FBI, willfully and deliberately breaking protocol. We now understand why Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe thought that what they were doing was okay. But I can tell you, the Inspector General's report and the John Durham report coming out will be more damning than this, and this was not a good day for the FBI's former director.
And if, and when you go, when you look at it with the, when you read the report and you look at the nuggets that are in this thing, he really did kind of step into it. He really did. I mean, this thing's just loaded with landmines. Okay, let's continue on with Sean Hannity talking to Nunes about building the conspiracy charge.
Let me go to you, Congressman Nunes, because you've done a lot of work here, and as we have been discussing, you can't have a counterintelligence investigation unless there's a president that's authorized it and is informed about it. That brings all of this, especially into the office of Barack Obama. What questions do you believe he needs to be questioned? Number two, why did they have a counterintelligence investigation into an incoming president? And number three, what do you believe we're going to learn when the big FISA report comes out, and especially if, in fact, the IG concludes that these warrants were obtained illegally?
Well, thanks, Sean. So, you know, for a long time, I've been very hesitant to get too far out in front on the IG's capabilities. I believe what today is in another example, it's a building block. It's important information. So specifically, the House Intelligence Committee Republicans have referred to the Department of Justice criminal referrals based on conspiracy. Greg Jarrett ran through a number of what those conspiracies, what laws were broken under that conspiracy, so I don't have to go back through that. Now, with that said, looking at this, what do we now know today? A very important piece of evidence that I think was lost on a lot of people. James Comey came and briefed the Congress in early July of 2017. He then went to brief the President-elect Trump. The Inspector General found that he was acting as part of the investigation. So Comey himself was involved in the investigation, followed up with it. The Crossfire Hurricane team that was running the investigation of the president and his team, they actually determined the classification of this. So very important pieces of evidence that would build into the conspiracy complaint that we have sent to the Department of Justice.
A conspiracy complaint. News 793.1, we've got more right after this.
We talk about it every day. Seems your love don't wanna come my way. I've been wrong so long and played little games. Just can't believe I could ever change. But I will for you and me. You see.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Words go round and round and upside down.
I don't care, Cause it's you, girl, and you know me and you, girl. We got a good thing going, baby, girl, and you know it. Me and you, girl, we got a good thing going.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
You know, 272-9228, that's where we are on Friday. Your TTIF edition.
Have hearts of stone. Something so about to look good.
Let's go back to Sean Hannity talking to Ratcliffe, the member of Congress who's on the Intel Committee and the Judicial Committee.
John Ratcliffe, it was pointed out to me by Jason Chaffetz, your former colleague, that it was you who first said that there is, on top of FISA application, the word verified. Is that true?
That's true. I was going to say, one of the points that I think your viewers need to take away from today, Sean, is something that folks haven't really talked about. I know they're not going to read the whole IG report, but they can go to page 60, the conclusion of the Inspector General, and it tells you everything you need to know about Jim Comey and every decision that he made throughout all of these investigations. Inspector General, the Obama-appointed Inspector General watchdog, said that Jim Comey did the one thing that any FBI agent, much less an FBI director, should ever do, which is allow their personal opinions, their personal animus, their personal desires to influence official conduct. And Jim Comey promised us that he never did that. But on page 60, the Inspector General finds that Jim Comey engaged in the unauthorized disclosure of sensitive information in order to achieve a personally desired outcome. And that outcome was to get, in this case, a special counsel to stop Donald Trump. So it calls into question literally all of the actions and all of the decisions made by Jim Comey's FBI throughout his tenure.
Okay, so Comey's been fired, and we heard him say in testimony that the reason he did the memo and leaked it to Richmond, the college professor, was to get a special counsel. Okay, so they're sitting there, they've done all these bad things, and the only way to really stop, because they thought Hillary Clinton was going to be elected, the only way to really stop this thing is to get Donald Trump impeached. I mean, it's just as clear as a bell. And when the Mueller report didn't do that, then the Democrats started picking the ball up, which we now find out, actually, they were signed into it on March of 2019. But this is what the plan's been all along, and that's why Nunes used the concept conspiracy, and I think they're going to tie this bow up, and it's going to pull together of all these parts. So that is what they were shooting for, and that was what the intent is. We don't know what Durham has. We don't know who's cooperating, but I think that they're going to go, oh, yeah, this was definitely a cabal. Now, we're going to read the section here that is the conclusion. It actually starts on page 59, not on page 60.
Congress, this is from directly from the report, Congress has provided the FBI with substantial powers and authorities to gather evidence as part of the FBI's criminal and counterintelligence mission. The FBI uses these authorities every day in its many investigations into allegations of drug trafficking, terrorism, fraud, organized crime, public corruption, espionage, and a host of other threats to national security and public safety. In the process, the FBI lawfully gains access to a significant amount of sensitive information about individuals, many of whom have not been charged, may never be charged, or may not even be a subject of the investigation. For this reason, the civil liberties of every individual who fall within the scope of the FBI's investigative authorities depend on the FBI's ability to protect sensitive information from unauthorized disclosure. As Comey himself explained in his March 20th, 2017 testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, he was unable to provide details about the nature or scope of the FBI's ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election because, quote, the FBI is very careful in how we handle information about our cases and about the people we are investigating. Our ability to share details with the Congress and the American people is limited when those investigations are still open, which I hope makes sense.
Or if you don't have anything.
We need to protect people's privacy. Again, folks, this is James Comey. We just cannot do our work well or fairly if we start talking about it while we're doing it. End quote. However, writes the Inspector General, after his removal as FBI director 2 months later, Comey provided a copy of Memo 4, which Comey had kept without authorization, to Richmond, with instructions to share the contents with a reporter for the New York Times. Memo 4 included information that was related to both the FBI's ongoing investigation of Flynn, and by Comey's own account, information that he believed and alleged constituted evidence of an attempt to obstruct the ongoing Flynn investigation. Later that same day, the New York Times published an article about Memo 4 entitled, Comey Memo Says Trump Asked Him to End Flynn Investigation. The responsibility to protect sensitive law enforcement information falls in large part to the employees of the FBI, who have access to it through their daily duties. On occasion, some of these employees may disagree with decisions by prosecutors, judges, or higher-ranking FBI and department officials about the actions to take or not take in criminal and counterintelligence matters. They may even, in some situations, distrust the legitimacy of those supervisory, prosecutorial, or judicial decisions. But even when these employees believe that their most strongly held personal convictions might be served by an unauthorized disclosure, the FBI depends on them not to disclose sensitive information. Former Director Comey failed to live up to this responsibility. I say it again, former Director Comey failed to live up to this responsibility by not safeguarding sensitive information obtained during the course of his FBI employment and by using it to create public pressure for official action. Comey set a dangerous example for the over 35,000 current FBI employees and the many thousands more former FBI employees who similarly have access to or knowledge of non-public information. Comey said he was compelled to take these actions, quote, if I love this country and I love the Department of Justice and I love the FBI. End quote. However, were current or former FBI employees to follow the former director's example and disclose sensitive information in service of their own strongly held personal convictions, the FBI would be unable to dispatch its law enforcement duties properly, as Comey himself noted in his March 20th, 2017 congressional testimony. Comey expressed a similar concern to President Trump, according to Memo 4, in discussing leaks of FBI information, telling Trump that the FBI's ability to conduct its work is, quote, is compromised if people run around telling the press what we do. This is no doubt part of the reason why Comey's closest advisors use the words surprised, stunned, shocked, and disappointed
to describe their reactions to learning what Comey had done. "We have previously faulted Comey for acting unilaterally and inconsistent with department policy. Comey's unauthorized disclosure of sensitive law enforcement information about the Flynn investigation merits similar criticism. In a country built on the rule of law, it is of utmost importance that all FBI employees adhere to department and FBI policies, particularly when confronted by what appear to be extraordinary circumstances or compelling personal convictions. Comey had several other lawful options available to him to advocate for the appointment of a special counsel, which he told us was his goal in making the disclosure. What was not permitted, was the unauthorized disclosure of sensitive investigative information obtained during the course of FBI employment in order to achieve a personally desired outcome. The OIG has provided this report to the FBI and to the Department of Justice Office of Professional Responsibility for action they deem appropriate."
Smack.
Yeah. Wow.
So he's sitting there telling people you don't want to be leaking this stuff and telling people about this because it might mess up the investigation. When he goes out and leaks and things to try to change the investigation. Remember, this is the guy that is talking to the team that is running a counterintelligence investigation of the president-elect. And he knows it's there. It's been going on since July when he's a candidate. It's still going on when he's president-elect. And this isn't a big deal to him. This is the piousness of this is unbelievable. Because when you just heard out of his own mouth say that it's just too important, the country is just too good and too bad. And that's what he did. That's what he looked at Trump, is that we've got to get rid of Trump. That's what he saw. It's his role. Doug, Red Top, hang on. We got a lot more coming right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
But baby, I'm for real. I'm as real as a real can get. If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get.
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
What you see, what you see. It's what you get, it's what you get. What you see, it's what you get, it's what you get.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. People all over Florida are told, do what you have to do to get ready for Hurricane Dorian. It's expected to hit Sunday into Monday, then linger.
Dorian, as of the last notice, is not quite 700 miles out from West Palm Beach, but moving in that city's direction, and now a good section of Southeast Florida's coastal metro areas are in the immediate forecast zone.
That's Fox's Evan Brown in Miami. The storm's Category 2 now, expected to be a 4 when it hits. The brother of the Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles, Tevin Biles Thomas, is arrested in Georgia. He's charged in Ohio with murder in connection with a shooting on New Year's Eve.
Biles Thomas will be brought back to Ohio and arraigned next month on 6 counts of murder. Cleveland detectives say the 24-year-old was part of a group of uninvited guests at a New Year's Eve party in the city's Brooklyn Center neighborhood.
Fox 8 Cleveland's Wayne Dawson says there was a fight at that party and then the shootings. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to be dry for today and relatively tolerable humidity, even though our high temperature should make it up to about 94. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 69. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, the humidity is back with us, and the threat for random hit-or-miss storms will also return. Highs in below the mid-90s. What happens next week with Dorian? Could Alabama have a some sort of effect from the storm? Our weather app will keep you on top of the action throughout the weekend and into next week as well. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal Opportunity Lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Good, beautiful afternoon, gentlemen.
Man, it was incredible this morning.
Oh, my gosh. And last night, I opened the windows, and I slept so good with that cool, fresh air. It's amazing how nice it is.
That's what I did. I opened the sliding glass door and got a fan and put it in there, and it was amazing. It got the house down to 68 degrees.
I know. It's funny to feel a chill first thing in the morning for once four or five months, isn't it? You know, guys, I thank you so much for reading this because this puts in a different light the whole report as opposed to the very limited information we had yesterday. And things are starting to sound a whole lot more fair on the reporting now that I hear this. I feel much better about it.
Well, I'm glad. It's we're going to play how NBC Nightly News played it and how Major Garrett did it this morning. And you don't get the texture until you actually read the report instead of people talking about the report. And I went through every bit of it. And there's a lot more out there than they're talking about, particularly Morning Joe. Which happened? Did we lose you? Did you fall in a paint can?
No, I guess so.
Did he mute himself? I heard him clicking around there.
Mm-hmm. For a second.
Let's go to Chief Law. Chief Law, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, this is Chief Law.
How are you?
I just want to kind of voice my opinion.
Please.
From what I've heard from y'all and on the TV and everywhere else, everything is against Comey is hearsay. If somebody has a real problem against Comey and got some definite evidence, they need to get the balls to prosecute him and take his ass to court. If he wins, let him go. If he loses, put his ass in prison. I'm sure Bubba got a girlfriend over there he's looking for.
Well, you're only at one step of this whole walk here, so don't be too perplexed by that something didn't happen here. Like I said, I believe they're building a case against him.
What now?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
I said that don't be too perplexed that on this particular issue, there's a lot more to come. I believe they're building a case against him.
I sincerely hope so.
Me too.
I'm not a Comey fan. Don't get me wrong. But if he's guilty, somebody needs to get balls enough to prosecute him.
Okay, let's not use that term anymore, if you wouldn't mind, please, Chief Law. look, you know, be patient. Because it's not happening the way you want it to happen, doesn't mean that it's not going to happen.
Well, I understand that. But I want somebody to do something. Don't just let it go hang.
somebody's doing something right now. Matter of fact, is would it take when you're talking about taking out the potential FBI director or other people like that? You're talking about something really big. You better be damn right in what you're doing.
I understand that. And if they take him to court, if he loses, put his butt in prison.
Yeah. Okay.
If he wins, forget it.
Okay. We're with you.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Chief Law. Take care. Red Tap, we're back to you, buddy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What happened?
I don't know. I looked down on my phone. It's scanning apps and doing a lot of things I never intended it to do. What the hell is new, guys?
Yeah, really.
I'm waiting for... Comey's immediate response was really stupid. This guy is just stupid beyond belief. And, of course, John Kennedy, as crazy and weird as he is, meathead, is so damn appropriate.
He's spot on with it. And you're right. Let me tell you what. And, again, I think Comey screwed up because what he did is he praised the IG, and the IG is going to be the guy that's going to bury him. Because when I went back and looked, and as one of my colleagues said, you go back and look at when the IG is interviewing people and interviewing Comey, look at what he's saying afterwards. And he's building a case against him.
Yes. When does Congress come back? Next week?
At the beginning of the week after.
Beginning of the week after. I do believe the impeachment talk has pretty much dissipated, hasn't it?
Well, that's just because they're not here.
Wow. Okay. Well, this really makes things look really bad. And Mueller, all these guys, this is a big group of folks. I can see why not taking them to court would might even be better in some cases because the laws are written and all these kind of things and opinionated on what they call security and all that. They could blow enough holes in it. At this point, I feel it's more damaging for him to be talked about in the fashion that he is as far as Comey goes.
Yeah, you're going to hear a... DeGeneva talk about that. Yeah, this wasn't the right case to bring to court.
No. In closing, Joey, I hope your boys do good. I hope our boys do good. Y'all eat lots of barbecue and be safe. Damn sure don't drink and drive because the boogeyman's in a police car and he's out to get
you. Let me tell you, that's why I get home and I stay home. I got everything I need.
And why do you need to leave the back of the deck? When I get home, I'm on my back porch and then nice trees and the squirrels. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I got a TV outside, Corona. I've got a little thing to put my Corona in and when I'm outside. A fan in case it gets too hot, but I think it's going to be fine.
Joey, may I say, Joey is amazing for pulling up all these songs I barely remember from my teenage years, and he's got the damn thing. I don't even know where he heard of these songs, but it's a lot of fun. Thanks a lot, Joey.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll see y'all later. Go Trump.
He has excellent taste in music. Excuse me. Well, you're getting that phone call. Let's go to Sean Hannity talking to Ratliff. He's going to be talking about fraud and the FISA and the intent of it.
This is such a narrow sliver of what will be cascading amounts of information that are coming in. But to stay with you, Congressman Ratcliffe, because... We now know the Inspector General, his big report that's coming on FISA abuse. We know that the information from the Nunes report, who's sitting right there, and from the Grassley-Graham report, that the bulk of information to obtain those warrants was Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for dirty dossier, that James Comey in particular and the FBI and DOJ were warned on multiple occasions that Steele had a political agenda, Hillary paid for it, and none of it's verified. Now, if the top of the FISA application says verified and you go with unverifiable information, does that to you mean perjury, premeditated fraud on a court, denying constitutional rights of other citizens, obstruction of real justice? Do all those laws now come into play based on your knowledge of FISA applications?
Sean, I think anyone that worked on and signed off on those FISA applications is going to get tremendous scrutiny and should for that reason. The Steele dossier, I can tell you, was front and center in that FISA application. But beyond that, and back to Jim Comey and some of the decisions that were made, information that was not in there that I have seen exculpatory information that was not presented to the court and that the court should have been allowed to look at. You know, the Steele dossier, as bad as it was, at least the judges were able to look at it and determine the weight and sufficiency of that evidence. The bigger problem for a lot of folks is there was exculpatory information
that was
wasn't presented to the court.
Whoops. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan, this is my first call.
You're a first-time caller?
First time calling, my friend, but I listen to you all the time. I run a route, and I listen to you until I get to where I can't get you.
Robert, tell me what you do and how long have you been listening?
Well, I've been listening for probably 4 or 5 years. But
outstanding.
I love to listen to the show. You know, all the information and stuff that y'all give out is good. But one thing that, you know, that I don't think anybody's ever thought about, or I haven't heard anybody say anything about it, if they find Comey guilty of all this mess that he's supposed to be guilty of, I think he ought to be the one to have to pay that $32 million that it costs the country. What do you think?
Was that about the Mueller investigation?
Yeah, because he's the one that started it.
He said that's why he did it.
That's exactly right.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time what happens to him. Robert, let me get your month and day of birth, because I'm going to put you in for twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing, okay?
All right.
Give me your month and day.
4-3.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
Like I said, I listen to y'all all the time. I run a route for the health department. And about 425 miles a day.
Wow.
And well, it's every night, every night at 13 health departments all down through South Alabama and over into back into Tuskegee every night and then back to Montgomery about 10:30 at night.
What are you delivering?
Well, whatever they have, whatever the health department has to pick up and deliver, I pick up rabies and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, whatever they have to pick up. I'm sitting out here at the lab right now at AUM waiting on them to bring my stuff out. And we leave here about 2 o'clock, a little after, and we get back in about 10:30 tonight.
Oh, wow. I used to know the head of that lab out there. That's a fascinating place out there.
Yes, it is. They're building a new one up in Prattville.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're building a brand new one up there. It's supposed to be open, I think, in October or November up there close to the golf course, right across. I think it's right across from the golf course.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it for about 10 years.
Dr. Neil Sass?
Yeah,
did. Yeah, he's a friend and a client of mine. He ran that lab. He's retired now, but he was the expert, the guy on any type of contagions that have been released in Alabama. He was the guy.
Well, we pick up all kinds of stuff, you know, HIV, we pick up all kinds of stuff. I got stopped by the highway patrol one night, and he said, "What's in them boxes back there?" I said, "Man, I don't know." He said, "We got to open them up and see what's in there." I said, "Well, I tell you what you do. You take them out there by that fence and open them, but you ain't open them in my car." he said, "Get out of here."
Robert, I really appreciate your telephone call, and I've got your name in the drawing. We're going to do that drawing in about 40 minutes from now.
I'll be listening.
Thank you, my friend. Let me go to a break. Jason, coming back to you right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerites now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerites is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Do you know what today is, Joey? The last day you can get a 50% discount from Dan Black Studios for the conversion of Beta VHS or 8mm film to digital today.
Wow.
The last day.
But folks have to do something, though, right?
They do have to do something. They have to give me $100. Then they can do whatever they want. Or a case of Corona, either one. Case of Corona is a lot cheaper. Dan Black Studio, last day, folks. Get ready to copy. You got to call them. You got to call them today to get the 50% discount. 334-279-6036. 279-6036. The stagecoach turns back into a bumpkin today. So get that call in. Get that 50% discount. I want you guys to save money by using Dan Black Studios. My good friend, Dan Black. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Great, Jason. Long time no talk to you. Where have you been?
Work.
Working, huh? Hey, let me ask you, when school starts back, does that mess up your, does that change your schedule?
No, not really.
Good, okay.
Not really. I mean, it makes my drive around campus more difficult.
Oh, yeah, because you got all the students there.
Yeah, they make their presence known and felt and all the above, which is a good thing because they, you know, they keep us running. So I'm not complaining, but it's definitely a different, you know, summer is a time typically where you can kind of make more progress with certain things because you have less people and it's a little bit more flexible. But I heard you guys talking about the whole Comey thing, which I think is funny. It sounds a lot like the whole Mueller report thing, and everybody was like, oh, wait, the report comes out, and everybody's waiting. And so I guess some people were waiting for a smoking gun. It turned out, you know, very little in the report was it already out in the public domain via whatever news outlet you could use. But I kind of feel the same way about the IG report, because now they've had more than three or four, but only three or four of the ones that I really take. I've really can remember this one, and then they did the whole Lisa Page Schrock one, and then they did the one about how Comey handled the Hillary investigation, and it was like they came back, yeah, maybe some things looked weird, but no crimes were committed, and we're just gonna move on. And it's just funny because every time they say wait for the IG report, you're like, nothing's gonna happen. There's nobody's gonna go to jail. Nobody's going to pay a fine. It's just going to be wait until the next report. And then everybody waits with bated breath until the next report comes out. And then
so let's cut to the chase here, Jason. So you're saying nothing is going to happen. Absolutely nothing's going to happen.
I put it like this. I will bet you a Sweet Creek gift basket nothing happens. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing will happen to anybody.
Nothing.
Okay, you own. You own, Jason. No need to say anything else. You own. Thanks, Jason. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Sammy. Sammy, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sammy.
First time caller here.
Sammy, give me your month and day of birth first.
86.
You got that, Joey?
No, when you said Sammy, some reason your Siri cut in there. Give it to me again, Sammy. Sorry.
86,
gotcha.
Sammy, tell me about yourself.
I work for a local dirt moving contractor building subdivisions all over Montgomery.
All right.
Prattville, Montgomery, all over. Anyway, I heard you guys talking a little while ago about they were trying to scare Trump with the presentation of the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
And it stuck in my mind, Chuck Schumer pulled Trump aside there and they caught him on the mic, I guess, to be careful of those guys. They really
you get, say they'll get you back.
That's right. And I'm just wondering if another thing that struck me was that John McCain sent an envoy to get a copy of the Steele dossier. So I'm wondering if somehow all the Democrats in the United States Senate are aware of all this and are somehow tied into it. That might be stretching it a little bit, but that was my thought when you guys were talking a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and we don't know that. And actually, what happened on John McCain, John McCain's chief of staff was given a copy of the dossier.
Right.
And I would bet a Sweet Creek basket that a lot of people in the Congress know about it or knew about this in more detail than the public, but they weren't directly involved. They just kind of knew this.
Yeah, they kind of knew what was going on.
Well, you know, Hillary and Schumer, you know, were co-senators from the same state. So
yep.
I'm sure that there was a lot more people involved. And every time you hear some of these congressmen talk about it, you're going to be amazed at what's coming down the pike, you know.
Excuse me.
Something to think about.
Sammy, I've got your name in for the drawing. For the Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Back, so you're in twice. Once for being a first-time caller, and once for just being a nice guy.
Well, I'm going down there tomorrow to get mine. I ordered yesterday.
So. You did? Did you get the Boston butt?
I sure did.
Good.
I'll get them pretty regular down there.
Good. I tell you, they're great, aren't they?
They are.
Sammy, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Can we get Doug?
I don't think we have time, Doug.
Doug, I can't get to you, buddy. It's hang on for me. Going to top of the hour break. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.